This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Israel unleashed a wave of airstrikes across the Gaza Strip early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. The latest strikes come after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu pushed back against U.S. pressure to wind down the offensive against Gaza's militant Hamas rulers, who have fired thousands of rockets at Israel. The Israeli military said it struck at least four homes of Hamas commanders, targeting military infrastructure as well as a weapons storage unit at the home of a Hamas fighter in Gaza City. U.S. President Joe Biden's efforts to persuade Israel to halt its military strikes in Gaza have plunged the U.S. president and Israeli prime minister into a difficult early test of their long relationship. The two have had other moments of tension over the years, especially when Mr. Biden was Barack Obama's vice president, and their current differences over the war in Gaza create a challenge that the president was trying to avoid. The UN Human Rights Council said Thursday it would hold a special session on the situation in the occupied Palestinian territories amid deadly violence. The session, planned for next Thursday, will address, quote, the grave human rights situation in the occupied Palestinian territory, including East Jerusalem, end quote, the council said in a statement. The session was requested by Pakistan, which is the coordinator of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and the Palestinian authorities, it said. Thousands of Syrians flocked to their embassy in Lebanon Thursday as expatriates and refugees kicked off voting for next week's presidential election, which is expected to keep Bashar al-Assad in power. This is VOA News. The European Union put forward a plan Wednesday it believes will help boost production and availability of COVID-19 vaccines more effectively than a proposed waiver of patent rights now backed by the United States. Under pressure from developing countries to agree to waiving intellectual property rights for vaccines and treatments, the EU's plan will focus on export restrictions, pledges from vaccine developers, and use of existing World Trade Organization rules. French President Emmanuel Macron and Prime Minister Jean Castex had a drink at the terrace of a Parisian cafe Wednesday, as the country's cafes and restaurants were allowed to start serving customers in outside areas. The global pandemic has forced the closure of hospitality venues around the world, but in France, the nation that invented haute cuisine, the shutdown was felt especially keenly. Moroccan police drove hundreds of migrants away from the border fence Wednesday, and Spanish troops were escorting some swimmers directly back to Morocco after thousands crossed starting Monday, prompting a crisis between the two countries. Spanish authorities carried out mass expulsions of migrants from its North African enclave of Ceuta as the tide of humanity swimming around the border fence turned into a trickle. The U.S. House has voted to create an independent commission on the deadly January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol, sending the legislation to an uncertain future in the Senate as Republican leaders work to stop a bipartisan investigation that is opposed by former President Donald Trump. Modeled after the investigation into the September 11, 2001 attacks, the legislation would establish an independent 10-member commission that would make recommendations by the end of the year. China has postponed a mission to supply its new space station for unspecified technical reasons. The cargo spacecraft was expected to have been launched Thursday morning. China Manned Space didn't say when the rescheduled launch may occur. It would be the first mission to head to the main module of the space station launched last month. 10 launches are planned to deliver 2 more modules, components, and supplies, and crew members. The launch was considered a success, although China was criticized for allowing the uncontrolled re-entry of part of the rocket that carried it into space. Usually discarded rocket stages re-enter the atmosphere soon after liftoff, normally over water, and don't go into orbit. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.